More to the point, the boyars actively despise the Grand Prince's autocratic rule and centralized government. Seen in this light, Ivan III's marriage to a Byzantine princess and his adoption of Byzantine court rituals seems like an exercise in self-preservation. The boyars wanted more of a voice in the state, and sometimes they got it, as when Ivan the Terrible was a pup. But they didn't keep it for long. The Opichnina was primarily designed to terrify the boyars into submission, and it worked. 3. Rule of law and the class system. In Russia, the law seems to have been used as something to keep the various classes in their places. Most notably, it became harder and harder for serfs to relocate from one master to another. Due to the climate, Russian farmland was neither abundant nor fertile, and it didn't really produce enough to let peasants live comfortably. Ivan the Terrible was the first to send explorers into Siberia, but the mass settlement of Siberia, such as it ever was pretty long off. Aggrieved peasants could always escape south to join the Cossacks. On the fertile steppe land of what is now Ukraine, the Cossacks lived in freedom under an elected hetman. They combined a love of farming with a love of fighting, sort of an agricultural version of America's wild, wild west.